This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel published video on Sunday of what it described as a tunnel dug by Palestinian militants under the Gaza Strip's biggest hospital, a focus of its search and destroy missions against Hamas in a war now in its seventh week. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The Israeli army on Sunday released video showing security camera footage of what they say were Islamic militants Hamas bringing in hostages from Israel into the Shifa hospital on the day of the October 7th attack.
Hamas was hiding and murdering our hostages in Shifa hospital. Hamas was building terror tunnels underneath Shifa hospital. By now, the truth is clear. Hamas wages war from hospital, wages terror from hospital.
Chief spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari during a televised address on Sunday night. Fighting continued in Gaza Sunday between Israeli forces and Hamas fighters, but every once in a while there is some relief from the horrors of war for the children of Gaza. Here's Reuters correspondent David Doyle.
Laughter may be a rarer sound in Gaza these days. But at this playground in Khan Yunis, children get some respite from the horrors of war. But the fighting is never far away. At the playground on Saturday, 11-year-old Ragad Abu Asi said her father was taken by Israeli forces. I fear war a lot, she adds, because half my friends were martyred. Nearly 5,000 children have been killed in Israel's bombardment, the Gaza Health Ministry says.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle. This is VOA News. Former U.S. First Lady Rosalynn Carter has died at the age of 96. VOA's Kane Farabaugh has more.
President Carter encouraged his wife's prominent role in his administration. As First Lady of the United States, Carter used her platform to advocate for mental health. The hostage crisis in Iran contributed to her husband's presidential election defeat in 1980, and the couple returned to Plains, Georgia in 1981 to plan their post-presidential life.
He said we can have a place kind of like Camp David where we can negotiate a peace agreement. So that was the germ of the idea for the Carter Center.
The Carter Center has monitored more than 100 elections and treated millions of people suffering neglected tropical diseases. Kane Farabaugh, VOA News, Plains, Georgia.
A collision between a train and a minibus at a level crossing in the east of Indonesia's most populous island, Java, on Sunday killed at least 11 people and injured several others, an official told local media. The train was traveling towards a port city when it hit a minibus carrying a dozen passengers at a crossing in East Java City around 8 p.m. local time, broadcaster Compass TV reported. A Compass TV journalist said after the accident, at the time there were no railway crossbars, so there were no signs that could give information to the driver. Argentina is holding a presidential runoff election Sunday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports it's a nail-biter.
Argentines have begun voting in a presidential runoff, pitting the candidate of the ruling Peronist Party against a populist anti-establishment candidate, whose election could swing the country to the right amid discontent over soaring inflation. Pre-election polls, which had been notoriously wrong in the past in the country, show a statistical tie between Javier Milei, a self-described anarcho-capitalist who's drawn frequent comparisons with former US President Donald Trump, and Economy Minister Sergio Massa. On Massa's watch, inflation has soared to more than 140% and poverty has increased. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Democratic Republic of Congo launched a month-long election campaign Sunday with 26 candidates running for president amid a tense political climate and relentless fighting in the east of the country. Around 44 million registered voters out of a population of almost 100 million are set to elect a president on December 20th. They will also choose between tens of thousands of candidates for legislative and local bodies in a country with vast natural resources but endemic conflict and corruption. A pre-campaign has been underway for a while with President Felix Tshisekedi, who is seeking a second term, attending several public events while his allies vaunt his record. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.